Bob Trzysa is the president and CEO of the Lansing Economic Development Corporation. And Bob, I'm not blown away by those type of events because I've been to a million of them. But sitting in the audience, kind of buried amongst those hundreds of people, I was uplifted by the unity, by the pride, by the energy. And a lot of that was due to the folks, and not the political folks, because there were some big shooters there. But it seemed like the stars of the show were Bob King, who is the UAW president, and Dan Ackerson, who is the CEO of GM.
Yeah, I really agree with you. It was like a rock show, a pep rally. I think you hit the key word, Tony, which is pride. I mean, I really had a sense that there was a release of 2 years' worth of tension going on. And it was really about pride. It was the pride of the workers, the pride of the product, the pride of, you know, frankly, the politicians who have been battered the last couple years, but they did what they had to do, stimulus plan. There's no question it's worked to some extent. I just think that there was a sense of pride there that programs have worked and 600 jobs are being added. And hopefully, Tony, by the way, it's only the beginning.
Bob Trzysa is the president and CEO of the Lansing EDC. He's also a manager of both the Tax Increment Finance Authority and the Lansing Brownfield Redevelopment Authority. And I was thinking as I was listening to all this, Bob, a lot of work, a lot of preparation went into the incentives that GM finally agreed to in order to get them to commit to Lansing. And I want you to take us back to when you got that phone call or the knock at your door and someone said, look, this is what's we're in the game for. What do we need to do to get it done?
Sure. Well, as usual, how these things typically start is the GM leadership contacted the mayor and set a date in May to come up and visit the mayor's office and to present the following, Tony. This is exactly what they said. They said that, we'd like to do this project for $190 million, 600 jobs. Maybe it's only in the beginning. We're not going to say or tell you what that means into the future, but we'd like to do it in the Grand River plant. Now, it's Site A. We want to do it there. We're being upfront with you. We're not going to play a game of, you know, it's you versus a specific city in another state or something. But we do want to make you aware that while this is our plan A, make no mistake, we have a plan B and a plan C if it doesn't work out here. And so what we'd like is a partnership with the city of Lansing, a continuation of the partnership with the city of Lansing. And, we have really a whole host of issues that we'd like to discuss with you. And so one of those, Tony, first and foremost, was a discussion about a Public Act 328, which is 100% personal property exemption. That's a tool that is basically only allowed to be offered by core communities, in other words, distressed cities. So it's a good tool for cities like Lansing, really entices businesses, allows us to even the playing field, if you will, with greenfield sites. And of course, this, as a reminder, this actually is a brownfield site, the Grand River Assembly Plant. So the mayor was able to put together with the mayor a 328, and it went through council quite quickly in July, which was nice to see. There was a unanimous vote, and we got that under our belt. Then there was a much more complicated situation. I don't know if you guys, if you want to hear about it, but, you know, there was it was in the news a couple months ago now. There was a major piece of utility equipment at the Lansing Delta plant that had never been properly documented by GM as to whether it should fall under the current 328 or not that's out there. And, GM felt that it should. We were indifferent because we just simply had never received the proper documentation. So GM, there was a lot of legal exchanges and paperwork and so forth. And after numerous meetings, that got resolved. And it turns out, yes, it should have fallen under the 328. Well, that was a key moment, because what that really meant is they had been paying taxes for the last 4 years when they really shouldn't have been on that equipment. And that meant that a lot of taxing entities owed back GM a lot of money. In other words, right now as we speak, Lansing, Grand Ledge School District, Delta Township, Eaton County, a lot of us could have been facing writing GM checks for several hundred thousand dollars. In fact, the Grand Ledge would have been 400 and some thousand dollars. Disaster. You know, that unacceptable. So, but luckily, because of the dialogue, the tone between Mayor Bonaro and GM and ourselves, that didn't occur. We resolved that where, hey, we're not going to go back retroactively like that. We're just going to proceed, move forward. And so that was a very key moment and a way to bring business and community together and create a win-win situation. So, and then there's been a number of other issues.
So what was done? Are they going to be paying less taxes in the future to make up for that?
The taxes that they still pay, that's correct. They're going to be credited into the future. So that's how it's going to work out. And it allows all of us time over a long period of time to properly plan and budget so that the impact is very modest.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's an important question because that was, you know, in stories like this, they're actually very private, intense moments. Mm-hmm. And that was one of them. I mean, that was a very intense moment, but GM was great and the mayor was great. We got it all solved. And then another point is they, you know, like so many companies, are thinking about whether their property assessments are correct, and GM is taking all the cities in the U.S., every municipality there in the U.S. into tax tribunal and wanting to discuss whether their properties are valued correctly. And of course, so many businesses are doing this anyway, and so we just said, well, look, well, yes, we'll have a dialogue with you. My belief is, you know, why go through court and hundreds of thousands of dollars of attorneys for several years? I mean, can we try to resolve this now? And so there's no promises, there's no guarantees. That issue is really not even related to the incentive, but we are having a dialogue. It's a legal process. We can't make an arbitrary decision about their assessments. It has to be legal, has to be approved by the tax tribunal, but you know, I'm hoping that can get resolved too and be a win-win for everybody. But most importantly is to our duty is to care for the taxpayer, which we're doing in that. So there, you know, there were some other smaller issues, but that was our summer of putting this together, and you know, you rely on relationship, Tony, in all honesty. That's my observation to be able to solve those kind of complicated situations. I guarantee you, Tony, that those kind of situations can bog down a governmental unit in a business for several years to try to figure out, and we got it done in 3 months.
Bob Trezise is the president and CEO of the Lansing Economic Development Corporation. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. How much will GM save with the incentives of this 320A?
Well, over the 25-year period of time, if there was no incentive and the project went ahead anyway, which it wouldn't have, I have to remind everybody, but it would be $9.8 million. And an important note, Tony, when I say something like that, you know, there are other sites where GM could potentially put projects. Let's just look at the state of Ohio, for instance. Tony, they don't have a personal property tax at all. So, you know, I don't make the rules about the taxing structures. It is what it is. But we have to compete, and we will compete. And so that's an example why we have to do a $9.8 million abatement like that. Now, it's not real money. In other words, we're not giving them that money. You know, it's what they would have paid if there was no incentive over the next 25 years. But something that's nice for the city, a good balancing act, is they currently have a PA 328 that was given to them when this project was originally put together under the Hollister administration, that is the original plant. And that expires here in the next couple years, 2 years. And once that's expired, all the existing machinery and equipment that's not paying tax at all right now will be paying tax in full. So that's going to be $600,000 annually coming into the city. So in other words, there's going to be kind of this flip, if you will.
And Bob, before we let you go, I want to get your take on what happened with the Gillespie Group, the city, and the Marketplace deal. In someone who has kind of sat back and watched this, and we had an opportunity to talk with all the entities. We talked quite a few times with Pat Gillespie. We talked with you. We talked with Virge Bonero. We talked with his staff. We talked with union officials from two different unions. And to me, it seemed we had a done deal. And then in the 11th hour, the deal got the monkey wrench thrown in there. And it seems like the four city council members who voted to oppose this deal unless all union work and all union wages were used, it almost seemed like that was a political posturing process, because the city council knew that it wasn't legal to put these stipulations on this deal, especially since it was a done deal. The courts decided that. So I guess my question is to you, was this just done by some folks to look good in front of the unions, even though they know that the deal wasn't going to happen that way?
Tony, I don't know the answer to that, but I am very pleased that things are where they are now, because my sole objective is what is best for the city of Lansing, that my client is the city, you know, whatever that means. I love the city, grew up here. Our client is the city. And I know that that project, from a financial standpoint, from an economic development standpoint, cultural standpoint, you know, was absolutely critical to the city. And there was no reason to turn it down. And so I regret that it had to go to court, and but it did. And we're moving the application on to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. It's just good and important to the city that the project is moving forward. I don't think anyone should see it as a win or a loss for somebody or some particular group. I certainly regret that had to happen. That's bad business. I mean, what can you say, Tony?
But Bob, what we saw yesterday at the Grand River Assembly, and obviously just an hour press conference is an enlightenment into a process, but what I saw between management and labor seemed to be a trusting partnership. And obviously, the city needs to have that with development, with union, with the city council.
You know, we desire that every time. We had a developer in our office yesterday where we were talking very much about the overall project, and I guarantee you part of that conversation is, hey, you know, we're going to want to set up a meeting into the future. We're going to want you to think about, you know, being fair and open to everybody to do work, including unions in the city. And that's just part of our mantra. We do go case by case. I mean, I think that's the right approach in life and in economic development. And we've been very successful. We've done $186 million of project labor agreement, but we've, you know, other very small and modest projects, but a lot of them have done a mix of union and non-union work. I mean, I just think that's the fairest thing, and that's the right approach. That's how every city in the state does it. I don't know why we'd be different.
All right, Bob Trezise is the president and CEO of the Lansing Economic Development Corporation. Bob, whenever you have announcements or good news or bad news, give us a call, and we'll allow you an outlet for that.
Tony, it was cool to meet you yesterday and finally put a face with the voice, so you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much, sir.
See ya.